My dearly beloved in Christ, on Mother's Day, we always think of our mothers, and in particular, we think about all that our mother did for us as we were growing up, as we were young especially, and really throughout our lives. And is there any of us who could adequately repay our mother for all her care, all her solicitude, all her loving attention to our needs, her instructions, and so on and so forth? And if that be the case with our earthly mothers, how much more is it true of our heavenly mother? Our blessed mother earned for us the title of mother when she stood at the foot of the cross, and she heard the words of her son to St. John and to her, "Woman, behold thy son," and then to St. John, "Behold thy mother." And all of the fathers of the church agree that St. John represented all of us, that in the person of his apostle, our Lord was giving his mother to all of us to be our spiritual mother. And in today's gospel, our Lord mentions about a woman who is about to give birth, has pain, has sorrow, as he says, because her hour has come, the pains of childbearing. But once the child is born into the world, now her sorrow is turned into joy. But likewise, we may apply that to our Blessed Mother. She had sorrow as she stood at the foot of the cross. She experienced great sorrow. And by that labor, she gave birth to us. So that the symbolism of a mother physically feeling pain, giving birth to a child, our Blessed Mother, a sword piercing her heart, experiencing an interior pain as she gave birth to us on Calvary. So she is truly our spiritual mother. And as St. Louis Marie de Montfort says in True Devotion, quoting various saints, that he who does not have Mary for his mother does not have God for his father. Every child has a father and a mother. A child may have lost a parent at an early age, but a child still has a father and a mother. And so likewise, we have a father and a mother in the spiritual sense. Now, during this month of May, we honor our Blessed Mother in a particular way. We call to mind all of her solicitude for us, all of her care, her intercession for us, and we seek to honor her. But one of the things that's important to remember is that the bouquets of flowers we put before her shrine, the prayers we say, the processions, the acts of devotion, all of these have value to the degree that there is an interior spirit that is behind them, that supports them, that is the reason why we practice these exterior devotions. And this is something very important. St. Louis Marie de Montfort points this out in his book on True Devotion, that the interior part of devotion is the most important. Exterior devotion is good, but interior devotion is better. And in fact, exterior devotion has no value if the interior love and devotion is not joined with it. So we should examine our devotion to our Blessed Mother during this month of May. Do I have the devotion to our Blessed Mother that I ought to have as a child of Mary, in gratitude for all that she has done for me, and because she is the most beautiful, the most perfect creature that God created, and that our Lord loves her so much and honors her? If some think that we give her too much honor, what must be the honor and the love that Jesus bestows upon his mother? We could never equal it. We could never even approach it. So let us honor her during this month. And getting back to our practices, the exterior nourish the interior, and the interior spirit gives meaning to the exterior devotion. And what do we mean by an interior devotion? It means a love and esteem of our Blessed Mother in our mind, in our heart, that we have that sense of who she is, the honor she deserves. We reflect upon her virtues, her privileges, and we praise her. And again, we invoke her. We call upon her in every need. I want to read just a short section from a sermon of St. John Marie Vianney, the Curie of ours, on devotion to Mary. And he begins the sermon by talking about how souls in every class of men, he says, the poor, the more wealthy, the in-between, everyone honors and loves our Blessed Mother, or everyone should. And he goes on to say, all Christians have a great devotion to Mary, except those old and hardened sinners who for a very long time, having lost the faith, wallow in the slime of their passions. The devil tries to keep them in this state of blindness until that moment when death opens their eyes. Ah, if they had but the happiness to have recourse to Mary, they would not fall into hell, as will likely happen to them. So many sinners, hardened in their sins, have no devotion, no love for Our Lady. He goes on, no, my dear children, let us not imitate such people. On the contrary, let us follow the footsteps of all those true servants of Mary. Belonging to this number were St. Charles Borromeo, who always said his rosary on his knees. What is more, he fasted on all the vigils of the feasts of our Blessed Mother. He was so careful about saluting her on the stroke of the bell that when the Angelus rang, wherever he was, he would go down on his knees, sometimes even in the middle of the street when it was full of mud. He desired that his whole diocese should have a great devotion to Mary and that her name be uttered everywhere with the utmost respect. He had a number of chapels built in her honor. And of course, that's just one example of one saint. All the saints had great devotion to Mary. Now then, he concludes, my dear brethren, why should not we imitate these great saints who obtained so many graces from Mary to preserve them from sin? Have we not the same enemies to fight, the same heaven to hope for? Mary always has her eyes upon us. Do we suffer temptations? Let us turn our hearts toward Mary, and we shall be delivered. If we struggle spiritually, if we have a difficulty overcoming sin, then likely a big part of the reason is we don't have the devotion to Mary that we should. Our devotion is weak, it is poor, it is shallow, it is half-hearted. It is not the tender love for our Blessed Mother that her true children have. And St. Louis says in True Devotion, he says, if you don't have devotion to Mary, you cannot get to heaven. He said, all of those in heaven had at least some devotion to Mary. Others had more devotion. But we think about, again, our mothers on this day. What about our Heavenly Mother? Do I have, we should each person say to himself, herself, do I have the devotion to Mary that I should and that I need in order to help me persevere and to save my soul in this age in which we live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.